This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know if this one right here could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: he started the fire, but he can't stand the heat. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 29-year-old married woman with three children. My husband started acting differently around my birthday, and I saw signs that he might be cheating. I asked him about the change in his behavior, and he said he's tired of me nagging him. I work, take care of our kids, cook and clean, so I don't have time to nag him. A few weeks ago, I left work early to take our 7-year-old daughter to the doctor. After the appointment, we got Wendy's and went home. We walked in on my husband having sex on our couch.
God. Man.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Okay, they got Wendy's, they went home. We walked in on my husband having sex on our couch. I screamed and threw all the food at them. My daughter asked why was her daddy on top of Miss Jennifer. Miss Jennifer is a librarian at her school. I know both Miss Jennifer and her husband. I snapped a picture of my husband and Miss Jennifer and took my daughter outside while my husband and Miss Jennifer got dressed. I texted the picture to Miss Jennifer. Jennifer's husband. He called me and
oh, wait,
said,
Shirley, stop for 1 second.
Okay.
I just want to say, this is a really good letter. Go ahead, Shirley.
You're into this one. You're into it. I see it. All right, where was I? I texted a picture to Miss Jennifer's husband. He called me and said he was on active duty at the moment, but he'll be back home around Thanksgiving and to tell my husband it's on site when he sees him. I tell my husband that he better watch his back, and he said Miss Jennifer's husband is trained for combat and he might be seriously hurt if that man jumps on him. Wait, this is her response. Oh, well, was my only response. My husband begged me to stop telling everybody about what he did because it's affecting his insurance business. Several of our friends have chosen a new agent. Oh, well, not my problem. He started the fire, but he can't stand the heat. Why should I care? Did I take it too far by damaging his business relationships? Am I wrong for hoping he gets beaten up? Does he deserve to suffer too? Well, yes. Yes, he does. And I think he's feeling it right now because you're not trying to help him. But please, no feeling guilty or second-guessing yourself. Did you forget the part about you walking in on him and the school librarian on your couch doing it in your house and your 7-year-old daughter saw them? You owe him nothing. Don't feel badly about anything. Don't feel badly for him because he brought this all on himself. Now he's scared he's going to get a a beatdown from the woman he slept with's husband. This is also crazy and unbelievable. And to even think that he's asking you to call off the dogs. What's going to happen is going to happen. I mean, it's in motion now. Thanksgiving, watch out. It is what it is. He has literally made his bed. Your focus, and you should focus on your daughter now, who I'm sure is traumatized. She's only 7, and she could use some therapy. Steve?
Well. You know, this is probably one of the best letters we've had in a long time, because this took some twists and turns that nobody saw coming.
Right.
You know, I don't want to drag the Lord in this. So let me find another way to say it, because I was going to say I want to thank God for, but I'm going to take God out of this.
Okay.
I thank life for just giving us some BS every now and then. just a bucket of it, too. And this is a bucket full of it. When the subject came up, he started to fire, but he can't stand the heat. I was convinced that this letter was about a man that started a relationship with this woman, and now she done put the pressure on him, and he can't take it. That's what I thought it was. But, oh, was I wrong about that? This letter is way better than that right there. I'm a 29-year-old married woman. I got 3 kids. My husband started acting differently around my birthday, and I saw signs that he might be cheating. Well, she saw signs that he might be cheating. I asked him about the change, and he said, I'm tired of you nagging me. She said, I work, take care of kids, cook, clean. I ain't got time to nag him. A few weeks ago, she left work early, took her older daughter to the doctor, and then after the appointment, we got some Wendy's, and we went home. This is where the letter turned into everything. We walked in on my husband having sex on our couch. I screamed and threw all the food at them. My daughter asked why her daddy was on top of Miss Jennifer. Miss Jennifer is a librarian at her school. I know both Miss Jennifer and her husband. I snapped a picture. This is what got good. I snapped a picture of my husband and Miss Jennifer, took my daughter outside while they got dressed, and I texted a picture to Miss Jennifer's husband. Oh, hell no.
Lord.
You know, I've never seen most stuff happen in 10 lines of a letter. This, let me tell you what. This is so much chaos right now. But I want to, first of all, I want to applaud the sister that wrote the letter. To have the wherewithal to snap the picture and send it to Miss Jennifer's husband. Girl, let me just give you what you...
Hang on while you're doing that,
just
Steve.
A standing ovation for the lady that snapped the picture and sent it to the man that's on combat duty. When we come back... Oh, no.
Part 2 of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he started the fire, but he can't stand the hate. We'll get back into it right after this.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. One of your favorite letters. Let's recap it right now. He started the fire, but he can't stand the heat.
29-year-old woman married to this man. She had suspicions that he was cheating. They have 3 children. She confronted him about it. He said, I'm tired of you nagging me. She said she ain't got time to nag because she work, clean, cook, and take kids to school. So one day she take her daughter to the doctor, and after doctor's appointment, they stop at Wendy's. They walk in the house. She came home early from work, walked in. Her husband is on the couch having sex. She threw all the food at him, jumped up, and it was Miss Jennifer, who is a librarian at the school. The daughter said, Mama, why is Daddy on top of Miss Jennifer? She took the daughter outside. They in there got dressed. Before they got dressed, she snaps a picture of them half-ass naked. Texas the picture, because they know each other, Texas the picture to the woman's husband who was in the military. Lord have mercy. The man called her back and said he was on active duty at the moment, but he'll be back home around Thanksgiving, and tell your husband, who they are friends, they associate with each other, tell your husband when I see him, that's his ass.
On sight, baby.
On sight. I told my husband he better watch his back. And he said Miss Jennifer's husband is trained for combat, and he might be seriously hurt if that man jumps on him. My response was, oh, well.
Oh, well.
My husband begged me to stop telling everybody about what he did because it's affecting his insurance business. Several of our friends have chosen a new agent. Oh, well. What's her response to that? That ain't my damn problem. He started the fire, but he can't stand the heat. Here's the question she has. Why should I care? Second question was, did I take it too far by damaging his business relationships? And the third one is, am I wrong for hoping he'd get beat up? And the last one is, does he deserve to suffer too? Let me answer all these questions for you. Why should I care? I don't know. Why should you care? Then, did I take it too far by damaging his business? Am I wrong for hoping he get beat up? He lucky you ain't whooping his ass. But the fact that you have enough gumption to wait on the military combat trained expert to come home so he can issue a proper ass whooping, once again, I just have to clap for you, baby. Because you're doing it the way you do it. And he done told you he might get hurt, and your response was, oh, well. Does he deserve to suffer, too? Yeah. See, listen to me. I keep going back. One of the most valuable lessons I learned was from one of the great pastors in Atlanta, Georgia. Really, really good dude. Bishop Bronner. He said, be careful of people who play the victim Be careful of people who play from circumstances that they created. None of this happens if you ain't naked on the couch. This man ain't got to whoop your ass if the girl you was naked with wasn't his wife. None of this would have happened. No picture would have got out to anybody if your ass wasn't naked in your house. What's your stupid behind doing at your house early? Why are you in your house, man? That's the most disrespectful. Look, man, listen to me. There's rules to this. I'm not judging you for cheating. Was it wrong? 100%. Was it foul? 100%.
Was it good?
But rules to this. No, it wasn't good. I'm telling you right now, he don't ever want to see Miss Jennifer again. Because his life is flipped upside down. His business is suffering. And Miss Jennifer's husband going to whoop his ass as soon as he get back for Thanksgiving.
Oh, well.
So now, you know, dog, I ain't got nothing for you. I can't help the man. But the woman I can help. Why you would stay with him at this point is a little bit beyond me. Because like I was starting to say, there's rules to this. You can't do no blatant disrespectful stuff. You in this woman's house.
On her couch?
On her couch?
where your children are?
Where your children watch TV? Mm-hmm. You the sanctity of your home?
Right.
Bruh, are you kidding me? Do you know how many dudes I know that did this? Do you know how many men I know who have heard of this and went, man, you cannot do that? But I know some dudes who did it. And I just be looking at them going, bruh, I got you and your wife ain't cool. I got y'all going through something. Mm-hmm. But you gonna bring somebody to y'all's home, though, dog?
Can't do that.
Bruh, that's low down, man. So this woman right here, does he deserve to suffer too? Yes, he does, because he created the situation. Mm-hmm. Now he want to play victim. You messing up my business. Stop telling people I'm losing agency. Bro, what did you do? He ain't one time said, how the baby doing?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do we have to put in therapy?
Which, all right. The first thing he said.
Yep.
How leave you ain't with Miss Jennifer ass, though? That's the other question I have.
A librarian. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.